Chazar Zeichen Nishan Bach Yitzchak Shagam Yom Yehudim Sechel Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph. Zokt Gemara Braisa lists the songs that were sung each day with the Talmud. The Braisa says Rabbi Yehuda name of Akiva said on Sunday they would sing Lashem Haaretz Umloya, given that it was the first day of creation and therefore the day that Hashem visibly acquired the world. On Monday they would sing Gadol Hashem Umhul Umayoyed, which speaks about the separation between Yerushalayim and the rest of the world, similar to the way Hashem separated between heaven and earth. On Tuesday they sang Alekim Nita Badas Kel, referencing that Hashem exposed the earth in preparation for habitation. On Wednesday they sang Kel Nekomis Hashem, since he will punish those who serve the sun and the moon, which were created on that day. On Thursday they sang Harninu Lelekim Uzeinu, referencing that Hashem created birds and fish on that day, which caused people to praise Hashem. On Friday they sang Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh, referencing that Hashem's having completed creation and now being the king over all. On Shabbos they sang Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, being a reference to the day to Lasid Lavoi, after the world as we know it will cease to exist. Or the Chemia says the same way that the songs of the first 6 days were a reference to the past, to the days of creation, so to the song of Shabbos is a reference to the past, the days of creation, because at the first Shabbos Hashem rested on the seventh day. The Gemara says, Machloikis is a Tanakhama, holds like Rav Katina, who says that the world will cease to exist for 1,000 years, which is considered like one day in Hashem's terms, which is why he says it will be a day of Shabbos. Rav Nechemya, on the other hand, holds like Abayu, who says that the world will be destroyed for 2,000 years, so it can't be what's referenced to when it says a Yoim of Shabbos. Zok, the Gemara of Chanan Bar Rava, the name of Rav, said, with the Shabbos Musaf, they would sing a rotation of the 6 songs of Hazinu. He said, the same way that they were divided for this purpose, they were also divided for the purposes of Aliyos on Shabbos. Rabbi Yechanan said, for the afternoon Tamid on Shabbos, they would sing Oz Yashir, Micha Moicha, and then the second Oz Yashir, meaning that was the Oz Yashir by the Be'er, and they did this on a rotating basis. The Gemara proves from Rabbi Yossi and Abraisa that they would sing one of these for Mincha and one of these, one of the previous from Musaf every single week, on a rotating basis, so that the Mincha rotation finished twice in the time that it took for the Musaf rotation to be completed once. Zakht Gemara Behud Bar Idi, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, and said, we learn from Psukim that the Shechina traveled 10 times, each time gradually further away from the Yidden. It went from the Kodesh Kadoshim all the way back up to Shemayim. This will happen during the times of the first Churban. Corresponding to that, we find that the Sanhedrin were moved 10 times from the Beis HaMikdash complex as well during the times of the second Churban. Rabbi Yechanan said, before the Shechina finally made its last move back to Shemayim, it stayed in the Midbar for 6 months, hoping that the Yidden would do tshuva before it would have to leave back to heaven. Rabbi Lazar said, based on Psukim, that the Sanhedrin only moved 6 times. Zok, the Mishnah, Rabbi Shurban Karcha, said Rabbi Yechanan Zaki also instituted that even if the Rosh Bezdin is not at the Bezdin, the witnesses who come to say testimony about the new Chayidish only have to go to the place of Bezdin, they don't have to go find the Rosh Bezdin. Zok, the Gemara, there was a woman who was summoned to appear in front of a Meimer in Bezdin in Ardoi to address a debt that she owed. A Meimer then went to Mechuza. When she didn't appear to Mechuza, he put her in Chayim for not appearing. Rashi said, our Mishnah said, Rabbi Yechanan Zaki said that you only have to go to Bezdin. You don't have to follow the Rosh Bezdin, even if the Rosh Bezdin has gone somewhere else. So Amemar responded, that was enacted only for the Eidus HaChoidish, so as not to discourage them from coming and saying their testimony, but not for a case like this. Zachemar Abraiz says, Kahana may not wear their sandals while giving Birchas Kahana. This was one of the 9 takonas that were instituted by Rabbi Yechanan Zaki. The Gemara explains there were 6 of this perek, meaning regarding Shofar, Lulav, eating of the new grain, accepting testimony of on the new moon all day, that the witnesses need not to follow the Rosh Bezdin wherever he goes, and regarding the Kahanim wearing the sandals. One was in the first parak, which was that even after the Churban, the witnesses of the new moon for Nisan and Tishrei may violate Shabbos to go say the testimony. And another one, which said that one who becomes a ger after the Churban should not separate money to designate it for a future carbon, because it may lead to improper use of Kaddish Digga money. Defining the last one, and the 9th one, is actually Machalikas. Our Papa said he instituted that after the Churban, one no longer needs to carry the fruit of the 4th year of a tree up to Yerushalayim, even from nearby, and you can instead redeem the fruit and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that it was a different takana. He said the takana was that the red string that would turn white that was used on Yom Kippur, if Hashem forgave the Eberes of the Yidden, it would turn white. So on Yom, when this happened after the Azazel process, he said it should no longer be tied to any place in the Beis HaMikdash, but should instead have a piece tied to the horns of the animal and a piece tied to a rock on the mountain, because then the people used to get depressed if they saw it and it didn't turn white. Rav Nachman Yitzchak doesn't hold like our Papa, because the Mishnah which discusses that institution says it was instituted by a colleague, a chover of Rabbi Eliezer. Now Rabbi Yechon Mazakha was his Rebbe, not his colleague. So our Papa says Rabbi Eliezer's Talmidim, it was Rabbi Eliezer's Talmidim who were the ones who called Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Eliezer's colleague, because it's not proper to say to your Rebbe, oh, your Rebbe, and that's why they refer to him as a colleague, but it could still have been Rabbi Yochanan. Our Papa doesn't look like Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, because we learned that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai did not teach or institute until the last 40 years of his life, and during those 40 years the red string was no longer used at all, so it couldn't have been him who did that. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says, no, he actually suggested this as Rabbein before the last 40 years of his life, when he was a Talmud himself, and because they enacted this based on his suggestion, it became known as his enactment as well, and by his name. So really it was him.